Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's little Donovan bringing us back. I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands, Texas, just north about 25 miles of Houston. It's going to be a great week for golf, and as I said, this tournament celebrates golf and charities and small business, and that's where I want to be hanging out when things like that are going on. I'm sitting right in front of someone I admire very much, Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. Jay, we've done a number of these, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Yep. I think you've been on almost every year with me.
I usually come on when it's dark outside, too, Jim. it gets that dark thing, you know.
I know. Well, you're such a vampire, anyway.
So, sure.
Anyway, thanks for being here, Jay. I want to get your perspective on something. The economy in the first quarter grew at a half a point.
Right.
I mean, that's almost a rounding error down. You could almost round it down. But here's my question to you. Mm-hmm. Insperity had a record quarter. How did you do? We want to know, how did you do that?
If I knew, I'd tell you. You know,
take some credit,
it's
man.
It's really about having, you know, all the things in place to be able to communicate effectively with the message. You talked to Gretchen earlier. She's been a great client of ours a long time, and it's getting all the ducks in a row and knowing what it is that we are, and then being able to communicate effectively to people. And the other thing is, and I don't like this, but it's a reality. Small business is getting killed with all the regulations.
That's right.
And they're looking.
It's a stealth tax.
What do I do? You know. So
my regulation experts are now saying that small businesses, it's costing small businesses as much to comply with regulations as their income tax.
Well, I wouldn't
doubt
that.
But it's not. But they're not writing one check for it.
Exactly.
So it's stealth tax.
Stealth. That's right.
One of my guys calls
it phantom tax.
One of my guys calls it dark matter.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I empathize so much with them. You know, I've talked about, and I've talked to our sales folks, and I say, you know, the first thing I want you to do when you go meet a business owner is to thank them. Thank them for sacrificing everything, and these jobs that they create.
Not for the business, but for doing what they do.
Being an entrepreneur, you know, and the business that they create. The thing about the GDP, right, 0.5% growth, that's no growth, okay? I'm sorry, that's going
that's
sideways.
Right. That's right.
And when we have this difference that's occurring with individuals, the pay, you know, the inequality, it's because there's not enough demand for people.
Right.
And therefore, you don't have to pay more. There's no competition. The problem with inequality is the economy is growing too slow. Mm-hmm. And when you put a governor on this thing, and I admire business owners because they end up, even against the headwinds
right.
that the
against
government throws
odds.
At them, they still plow ahead,
yeah.
like Gretchen and others. It's
yeah.
just, it is an amazing thing, amazing story.
And there's no other place in the world to go out, to walk out in the middle of a country like America. There's nowhere else in the world to see that going on like it does here in America.
It is. It breaks all, you know, all paradigms, frankly.
And you know, I was on a radio show yesterday, and a Texas business radio show, and they said, "So Jim said, if you were developing a platform for one of these candidates, what would you have in your platform?" I said, "Get the government the hell out of our way."
Amen. It's really true.
That's it.
These bureaucrats, and I know all you bureaucrats out there, I don't know you personally, but all you the bureaucrats that the gut. There's some cases where legislation is passed and they ignore it,
or
they're entrenched,
or they're creating compliance issues for small businesses on what they call referrals. And that's where the agency creates this regulation that the government didn't create.
Exactly.
It was just the bureau did.
It's like this perpetual growth
yeah.
machine.
We've got to stop that part.
Well, the thing is, I think that we're talking about politics a little bit here, I guess, but the thing was Trump does, Trump's not a Democrat or a Republican. He's not a politician, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I know what Republicans do, and I know what Democrats do, and nothing changes.
Right.
The government still grows.
That's his appeal.
Taxes still go up.
That's his appeal, isn't it? Well, we're not endorsing anybody, but
no,
but
not,
that's his appeal, isn't it?
But apparently.
Yeah. But that's what people are wanting. They're without realizing it, they don't even know that they should be mad at the Democrats or the Republicans. They just know that the political class is not working.
I think they shouldn't even draw a salary and no pension. And Frank, think about that.
See who would serve.
Right.
See who would serve.
Oh, man. Yeah. Why'd you bring this up, Jeff?
I think you brought it up. So, okay. Right. The website for the tournament.
InsperityInvitational.com.
InsperityInvitational.com.
Right.
Also, Insperity.com. That's your website.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you again for hosting this tournament. It's
very
the best one.
For us.
They tell us, folks, it's the best one on the tour.
The players vote.
Players say
best.
That. Number one. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Thanks, Jim.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, my host here every year now for the last 13, 14 tournaments, and hopefully we'll do 10 or 13 more. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, signing off from the Woodlands, Texas, at the Insperity Invitational. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.